بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فمن زحزح عن النار ودخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور صدق الله العلي العظيم brothers and elders alhamdulillah we thank Allah that subhanahu wa ta'ala I'm grateful after a long time I've not come to Masjid Hamza my name is Hamza so I've come also this is my masjid mashallah I always feel happy to come to this masjid mashallah the reception the brothers alhamdulillah mashallah only sitting with you brothers a person's iman you know gets uplifted barakallahu feekum and iman as you know is the most expensive thing brothers and elders how many times we say Allahu Akbar in salah I have not counted it but you know every time we are saying Allahu Akbar and guruku Allahu Akbar Allahu Akbar Allahu Akbar my dear brothers we are being reminded Allah is the greatest greater than everything Allah is great my dear brothers this is why you need to come in our hearts the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers, He is aware and is controlling all pregnant women now in every hospital here in Ashton, where in Manchester, in Leeds. All women who are pregnant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the condition of each one of them. Who will deliver, how much pain, you know. I don't know if doctors are here, what quantity they measure pain, I don't know. But Allah knows every woman, this one, what quantity of pain is going to give her, when she's going to deliver, this child will be alive, this child will be sick, this child will have, this mother will die. Allah is controlling every second of that. And there is no woman, not only in UK, the whole of Europe, the whole of America, the whole of Africa, the whole of Asia. You tell me, at least every day, I think maybe minimum 500,000 births taking place. And Allah is controlling each one. Every second of this delivery is under the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while He's taking care of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of all the fish that are delivering, He's also aware. Different types of fishes in the sea, Allah is controlling it. It's not that He's busy with the human beings and He's neglectful of the fish, no. And while He's taking care of the fish, He's taking care of also all the animals, the lions, the wild, the what in the jungle. He's also aware of this, who's going to produce. He's each one. Minutest details, He's aware. And what about the insects? And my dear brothers, this is only delivery. This is only delivery, my dear brothers. Now you can imagine how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and while controlling this, He's not neglectful. Taking care of this, He does not forget that. Everything is at the same time in front of Him. He sees, He knows everything. As He sees this one clearly, He can see the other one. As He's controlling this, He's controlling the other one. All the millions and billions of these, all these affairs. And Allah says, لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. He says, not, His slumber does not take Him, nor does He sleep. Nor does He sleep. Yes, my dear brothers. And not only that, you know all these creations that we see? Every creation, you can think of any creation. Look at the eyes. The eyes, my dear brothers, eyes is something else. Sight is something else. We have one of our brothers here. Allah has given him eyes, no sight. I know of a person, he could see at the age of 40, they went and they took him all hospitals. They said, what is this? The curtain has already come down. Said, no, there's no treatment. So Allah can give you eyes. You see somebody looking at you, you can't see. Allah puts sights. Allah is the one who puts sight in the eyes. Brain is just, you know, a piece of meat. I've not seen in here in the butcher, I don't know here in Ashton, Manchester, I don't see them selling bran. But when in Africa, when you buy bran, do they sell bran here? They sell. When you buy bran, the bran is just a flesh of meat. The bran, the dogs have got bran, and cows have got bran, and human beings have got. And these brains, differently, the understanding is Allah who puts the monkeys in London, in Europe, and the monkeys in India, and the monkeys in America. They all think alike. Which university have graduated? Cambridge, Oxford? No university, they all think alike. You will never train a dog what Allah does not make it understand. Understanding is from Allah. It's not from the brain. Sight is from Allah. Yes, my dear brother, speech is from Allah. Yes. Cows have got big, big tongues. They can't speak. The ability to walk is from Allah. The ability to hold is from Allah. I've seen myself with my own eyes, a goat giving birth. With my own eyes, I think 10 minutes, the goat kid, it does like this. Few minutes, starts walking. In 10 minutes, it's walking. Human being, you and I, we need to crawl, 10 months, 1 year. We are more intelligent than goats, than sheep. We take a full year. A goat, a sheep, 10 minutes, it's walking. The power to walk. The power to see, the power to understand, the power to hold. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, He says, وَالَّذِي أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. He says, I removed you from the wombs of your mothers. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. You didn't know anything. You came here, you didn't know anything. فَجَعَلَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And I gave you the power to see, to understand, to hold, to walk. I am the one who has given it to you. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges us. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ وَخَتْمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَعْتِيكُمْ بِهِ. Allah challenges us. If I take your hearing, I take your understanding, I take your strength. Allah says, if I take it to you, who other than Allah can give it back to you? My dear brothers, my dear friends, we have nothing. Nothing is ours. We came here with nothing. All of us empty-handed. And whatever we have, whatever qualities we have, Allah has given them to us. And whenever, however, He wants to take it, He takes it. We can't stop it. Whenever He wants. Somebody sent me, he said very beautifully, he said we come with nothing in this world and we struggle and fight for everything and at the end we live with nothing. We come with nothing, we struggle to have everything and we still will live with nothing. Yes. So my dear brothers, this is why we have to remind ourselves again and again that Allahu Akbar. Yes. I was talking to one non-Muslim, as I was explaining to him. He said he must be very busy. Told me he must be very busy, taking all care of all these things. Every cell, my dear brothers, every atom, Allah says, خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. He's the creator of everything. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَكِيلٍ. And he says he is in control. Everything is under the dominion, under the control, complete control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, my dear friends, this is why, you know, all of us, we should understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world. He has sent Anbiya alayhi salam to come and tell us. The stories in the Quran is telling us this. There is no success, Allah is telling us. There is no success in wealth. There isn't success. Qarun, he had money. Multi-billionaire, he was not successful. But also there is no failure in money. Becoming wealthy, it doesn't mean if you are wealthy you'll become failure. Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, Abdurrahman bin Auf, these were millionaires. They were successful. Allah is telling us everything one by one. There is no success in business. Qawm Shu'aib, they are businessmen. But there's no failure. It doesn't mean if you're a businessman you'll be a failure. No. Muhajirin, the businessmen, Allah gave them success. Yes, my dear brothers. There is no success in poverty, and there is no failure in poverty. There is no success in farming, and there is no failure in farming. These things of this world, my dear brothers, everything that we see, all professions that we see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no success in it, and there is no failure in it. Success and failure, who determines? Allah. He determines. A person can open one person opens a cash and carry, you see him prospering. Another one open cash and carry, down. Another one doing taxi, mashallah. Another one doing taxi, problems. Yes. So it is Allah who determines. So success and failure, my dear brothers, is not in the things, it's not in the professions. Success and failure, Allah has told us what is success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us success and failure, my dear brothers, in this world, success is to obey Allah. This is what success is. When we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever the condition, you and me, we don't have to change our profession. No. To be successful, we don't have to change our profession. Whatever profession we are in, we obey Allah. Whether we are poor, obey Allah. Whether we are rich, obey Allah. Yes, you are white, you are black, it doesn't matter. Conditions are not in our hands. Conditions will keep on changing, my dear brothers. Conditions will keep on changing. Don't worry about conditions. These conditions are tests. What we do in the conditions, this determines our failure. If a person in happiness, you disobey Allah, actually you have failed. In wedding, no salah, your wedding day, no salah, no adhkar, breaking commandments of Allah. In this happiness, we have failed. And in musibah, there is death, and we are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this, in funeral rites and this, we have succeeded. In sickness, you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are successful. Business is so good and you are flourishing and this, no salah in your life, you are a failure, my brother. Failure and success in this world is not determined by how much you have got. Failure and success in this world is determined how much you are obeying Allah in whatever condition. It's not condition that's the failure and success. The failure and success is the obedience. Obeying Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In every condition, this is what determines success. This is what success is. Dunya is a very short place. Allah, you see the other ayah, after kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because listen, success is to have something, then not to lose it. This is what success is. Dunya is temporary. You can't have any, it's temporary. In a temporary thing, how can you put a permanent thing inside there? So you cannot get success here. Success is to be alive and never to die. This is what success is. Today you go, they do operation, bypass operation, and mashallah, you come out of the hospital, they say, mashallah, kamyab. Yes, you kamyab, but down the line, this time you didn't die, but another 5-6 years, you're going to die. So it's going to strike. Yes. You do business this time, mashallah, very good profit. It's coming down the line. You are going to do and you get a loss, you say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Success is to get something and not to lose it. This is what success is. And dunya, it is not there. You can't get a wife and not lose her. You can't have a house and not lose it. You can't become young and not become old. You can't have life and not death. So it's something which is limited, something which is small. You can't take something which is permanent and put it inside there. You can't take an ocean and put it in a cup. It's not possible. So this is why Allah immediately after death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then he says, فَمَنْ سُحْسِي عَنِ النَّارُ وَدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. Allah is telling us, real success is in Jannah. Dunya, there is no real success. You are healthy this time, sickness is coming. They say, khamsa kabla khamsa. Prepare yourself, five things before five things. Yes. Prepare for death. Yes. While you're still alive. Prepare for old age while you're still young. Prepare for sickness when you're healthy. It's coming. It's coming. Prepare for poverty while you are still wealthy. Yes. You see yourselves, people in Pakistan, they slept at night, you know, millionaires. The next day they are giving the zakat, the next day they are going to beg. Yes. Yes, my dear brothers. So success in dunya, Allah has told us what is success in dunya. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Allah is telling us what is success here. The success of dunya is obedience to Allah. You are sending in your bank balance. In whatever condition, obey Allah. You are sending your bank balance is credit. Adam alayhi salam, when he was in Jannah, he saw one of the lines. He says, مَا قَدَّمْنَا وَجَدْنَا وَمَا أَكَلْنَا رَبِحْنَا وَمَا تَرَكْنَا خَسَرْنَا. He said, what we sent forward, oh, we found it. What we sent forward, we found it. This time we are giving it here, we are going to find it's not a loss. This time is really ours. We'll find it. مَا قَدَّمْنَا وَجَدْنَا. Whatever we do, you know, for akhirah, we prepare for obedience, we'll get it. And he says, وَمَا أَكَلْنَا رَبِحْنَا. What we used, well, we benefited. وَمَا تَرَكْنَا خَسَرْنَا. Whatever we left behind, it was total loss. The wealth, the bank balance is total loss. Yes. One person said, Ya Rasulallah, he said, I don't love akhirah. My love is only for dunya. He said, you if you want to create the love of akhirah, he said, send to akhirah. Now if we are from Pakistan, from Somalia and this, if you have nothing in Pakistan, they tell you go, you cry. But you have your villa, and you have your, what is this, generators working, electricity is there. You have your farm. And you have your well, fresh water is coming. They tell you, Allah, chalo, you take your bag. You say, if you don't give me anything, you have everything. You don't even cry. You go smiling. You say, thank you for receiving, for having me all this time. Isn't it? So a person, Rasulullah said, if you see you don't like akhirah, you don't have the love for akhirah, send. Give your time, give your money, send to akhirah. Send to akhirah, then the love will come. If now we have a villa and everything in Pakistan, why stay here? In small cubicles and this a small prison, only that the door is open. Why stay in this prison? Go back to your villa. For this reason, my dear brothers, this is why you and me, actually, here in this country, we have to be very careful, brothers. We have to be very careful. Rasulullah says that we all of us, you know, in Quran, Allah says that, He says, Kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat. You know, in Arabic, when you say kharaja, kharaja, a person with his own will. Kharaja Ahmad. Ahmad came out. But ukhrija, he has been commanded. He has been forced. You have been removed. Allah says in the Quran, Kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat. He said, you are the best ummah. I have forced, I have removed you. We have been removed by force, not willingly. No, it's a command. Yes. We have removed for the benefit of mankind. So, brothers, we should not have the intention of staying in this country. You know, don't stay in this country for the intention of food and comfort and luxury. This will come. Our risk has already been destined. We shouldn't stay with this intention. A person who, if we die with this intention, brothers, it is a disaster. We have come here. Allah has brought us here, my dear brothers, for the sake of deen. We are here for the sake of deen. Most of us, we don't know how we are here. We have not just come, we have been forced. We have not come, we have been brought. Allah has brought us. Allah wants good for these people around here. How will Islam spread? Islam will spread by us, the way we interact with these people. We know their language, we sit with them. Those of us who are students, those of us who are farmers, businessmen, those of us who are doing whatever, delivery, cleaners, whatever, working in hospital. They should see Islam in us. They should see it. So what you and me we have to do is bring Islam in our lives. That's it. Just practice Islam. Just practice Islam. Islam will change when people will interact with us, will be with us. This is all that we have to do. Bring Islam. Don't be ashamed. Don't be shy of Islam. Hide it. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, Khaliful Yahud wa Nasara, don't be like them. Don't look like them. Don't behave like them. He says, Yahud and Nasara, don't behave like them. He says, when they take this path, you take this path. And Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown us how to live our life. You and me, we should be influencing people. Imagine, brothers, if now somebody here, you know, the wife of Rasulullah, she said, she asked, "Anu'li wa fina salihun, ya Rasulullah, shall we be destroyed? And we have pious people amongst us?" He says, "Naam, idha kathra al-khabath, when evil predominates." He says, in fact, one hadith, he says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel to destroy a locality, he said, "Ya Allah, I've seen somebody there. He has never disobeyed you. Tarfata ayn." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Fabihi ibda," start with him. Because he never changed. His color never changed. He's seeing all this evil and he doesn't mind it. So start with him. Can you imagine, my dear brothers? You order pizza and what and whatever, biryani and falooda and this, and you are eating, enjoying the food, and people are hungry. And you're just looking at them and you eat. What will they say about you? You know people are hungry around you. And you're just eating yourself. They say, "What a selfish man." Isn't it? You are just enjoying yourself. This is what we are doing. We are enjoying the iman, we're enjoying salah, we're enjoying Quran, we're enjoying song, we're enjoying obedience to Allah, surah of Allah, just ourselves. And people here around, they are thirsty, they are hungry to know the way of Jannah, they are hungry for Hidayah, they are hungry to be guided, they are hungry to be told. And we don't care about them, our own neighbors, we are just passing. A Muslim, my dear brothers, you are here. A full year you come in the masjid only alone. The same street you're passing. We don't even know our neighbor. People we are working with them in the. We have been working with people. We don't even tell them anything about Islam. One brother, he just a local man, just a farmer. You know, in one of these African countries, he went, you know, when the president was passing, you know, people are cheering the president. And when the president was passing, he was telling, "Mr. President, please become a Muslim and survive." He was telling, become a Muslim. He said, "I've done my part." Yes. At least I've given him. This is the way of survival. I gave him, this is the dawah, the closest could get to him. He said, "I did it." Brothers, people should look at our lives. If we have Islam in us, we'll affect people. Not our words, not our talk. Yes, Islam spread with the actions. How Muslims were, they went all over the world. They didn't know any other language, only Arabic. They affected people with their akhlaq, with their character. Yes, affected people. They changed. Sudanese, now they have no other language. All the African languages they left. They are not Arabs. Speaking Arabic. I don't know, go to Niger, go to Mali, go to this, so go to Mauritania, go to Egypt. They've left, they have no other language. Today here we have come, there they went 5-6, few people, they affected the whole country. And now here we have come, a full nation, they're affecting us. In my house I'm struggling. My kids, yalla, speak Swahili, I'm struggling. And I'm sure all of us are having that problem. Sorry. All of us are having problems. They're affecting us. We have to practice Islam. I finish with this. I was in Jamaat here in Kalail, near Newcastle. And then an Englishman came. He came around 11 o'clock. He said, "I want to become a Muslim." I told him, "You want to become a Muslim?" He said, "Yes." I told him, you know, in Islam, you have to know about, he says, I know, about Allah and the Prophet. And Jesus, he says, I know, he's the Prophet of Allah. I said, okay, then you need to take a shower. He said, my towel is here. You need to have a new clothes. He said, they're here. He came fully prepared, fully loaded. He says, today I'm not living here except I have to live in Islam. Then the Amir told me, let the local brothers come. We were in Jama'ah. He said, let the local brothers come at around Dhuhr. Then he can take Shahada in front of them. They'll take care of him. So he said, okay. Then I asked him, when I was sitting with him, I asked him, why you wanted to become a Muslim? He said, I was working, and one of my friends is an Indonesian. He said, by working with him in this, he invited me to his house. He said, he invited me. He said, when I went, he said, one day, just 2-3 hours sitting with them to see how they are in the house, the husband, the wife, the respect, the children, how they were eating. He said, only this, I felt so much peace in these 2-3 hours. He said, that food that I ate that day, he said, I've never enjoyed food like this in my life. Not even in 5-star, not even in 10-star. He said, I enjoyed so much. He said, I didn't want to leave the house. Then after a few days, I told him, please invite me again. He said, I told him, I enjoyed this so much. I want to come back again. I want that atmosphere. And then the Indonesian, he told him, you know, it's Ramadan. We are now fasting. He said, what is fasting? He said, we don't eat until, you know, the time of breaking at Maghrib. He said, I don't mind. I will also wait at that time. So he said, when I went, and they told me that I can come every day. He said, when they told me I can come every day, I was willing. And asked them, you don't eat the, up to, he said, I decided to fast the remaining Ramadan, I don't know how many days. He said, I fasted the rest of the Ramadan without even becoming a Muslim. Just it wanted to have that, you know, atmosphere of being with them. Just inviting somebody in a house, Allahu Akbar, changed his heart. Yes, my dear brothers. This should be, yes. People we are working with them. How many of them have we invited? We just want dried out. Invite people at home. Give them. I was telling my people in my masjid there, give a person 2 meals and 2 coffee. Finish. You have finished him. Yes. Yeah. Make friendship. Call people. Get to know people. Yes. My dear brothers, this is how, when people will be with us, they'll see our lives. We have to be Muslims, that's all. This is why we are here in this country, my dear brothers. Allah has sent us to spread this. Allah says that if angels were walking on the earth, I would send angels. But it's human beings who are walking. Allah has sent human beings for their guidance. You and me, we have been sent for the guidance of the people here. Don't think that the people who are with us, staying with them, these are the people when they will look at our life. Anybody who has become a Muslim, ask him why you become a Muslim. He will tell you. Our own brothers, Muslim brothers, when they will see us, when time for salah, they see you walking, going. We're affecting others. We only have to bring Islam in our lives. For this reason, my dear brothers, we have to learn. We have to learn the tricks. We have to learn the job. We have to learn the work. Yes. We have to learn it. For this reason, this is why, to learn anything. If you want to be a mechanic, you have to be the mechanics. You want to be a carpenter, you have to be with carpenters. You want to be a doctor, you have to be in that environment. So to become a da'i, you have to be with people who are giving da'wah. Stay with them, be with them. Spend time with them. Then you learn, then you'll become a da'i. You will learn how it should be done, how we should talk, you know, to rich people, to poor people, to laymen, to children, to all people. You have to learn it. You can never just know things theoretically. You have to do things practically. So our Kabirin, they say, a person who goes out, you know, you spend some time in the environment of Dawah. You spend some time in the environment of Dawah. My dear brothers, Alhamdulillah, we'll become da'is. If one of us, if we are here, just we finish, brothers, you know, it is said in hadith, just I tell you, it's said in hadith that when people sit like this and listen to the talk of deen, at the end, you know, like attending a course, hadith says, he says, you're given a certificate. And you know what is that certificate? What certificate you get? He said, the certificate is said, أَنْقُمُ مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. That get up, you have been forgiven. قَدْ بُدِّلَ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. This is the certificate. Your bad deeds have been changed. Your sins have been wiped up. And instead, you know, whitewash. And instead they have written, what? Good deeds. At the end of the course. So this is a course now we are attending. This 20 minutes is a course, my dear brothers. Whenever you get opportunity to sit, sit and listen. You get a certificate at the end. And one person, the angel tells Allah, that, Ya Allah, somebody is there. He's not with them. His intention is not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a group. Anybody who participates, give him the certificate. So always participate. Your intention is right, not right. Don't worry. Okay, for this, my dear brothers, we request brothers to go out, you know, in the path of Allah. All of us, let's make intention, inshallah. We'll go out in the path of Allah for four months to learn the effort, my dear brothers. The work, we have to do it every day. It's not a 4 months work. Every day we have to do our place of work, in our houses, in our neighbors, in the streets. We have to do the work. This is our work. It's our responsibility. It's our job. Yes, my dear brothers. So, alhamdulillah, each one of us make intention that inshallah we'll go spend time with the brothers and learn the effort, my dear brothers. And for this reason, alhamdulillah, long time we have not seen any jamaat. The amazing people have not come to our masjid. We request to inshallah, we want at least, 40 days jamaat. A jamaat is going, alhamdulillah, from Manchester. One jamaat is going next week to Turkey, another one went to Bulgaria. People are moving, my dear brothers. Alhamdulillah, and Hawal is coming. Brothers went to Finland, 40 days. Alhamdulillah, we move 10 days, 3 days. We move, inshallah. Make intention, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. I also remind you that where do you go for your Shabbat Jumah? Here? We come in Chitam Hill, alhamdulillah, every Thursday. We gather to be reminded. Alhamdulillah, come every Thursday. It's just 1 hour. Maghrib to Isha in 1 week. It's no loss. Make intention, inshallah. We want a jamaat here next week or this month, at least for 3 days minimum. Who are ready, inshallah? Everyone make intention for 4 months and 40 days, but at least you want one jamaat this month for 3 days. Allah taqabbal, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Alhamdulillah, you have sat very... Mashallah.
Inshallah, 40 days from Ijtima, 15, 16 October.
There's an Ijtima here?
Ijtima in Oldham Pitt Street.
MashaAllah. Allah taqabbal, inshallah.
16 October.
Make intention. You have taken a long time without coming here, and you have taken a long time without seeing you brothers in our place. You should come and visit us, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? 3 days at least, 40 days, 4 months. Make intention. Make intention. Brothers, we can't go. We can't go. Actually, it's not us who go. It's Allah who takes us. And they say, the path to go is to make intention. This is the path to go. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy, nothing is easy. Everything is difficult. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. When Allah makes it easy. Allah can make even eating difficult. Even going to the toilet can become difficult. Passing water can be difficult. Isn't it? So this is one of the ways of... Actually, we're just submitting our application. If Allah accepts, Allah will take us. Whatever bottlenecks, difficulties, Allah will remove them. Make intention, inshallah. 3 days, 10 days, 40 days, mashallah. Barakallahu feekum. Who else, inshallah? This month we'll agree with the Amir Sabiyak, at least get a jamaat ready, inshallah. Get a jamaat ready, mashallah.
Idris, 3 days, inshallah, and 40 days next year.
Allah taqabbal, inshallah. Ji, brother.
Amen, 3 days every month.
Allah taqabbal, inshallah, brother Ahmed. Ji, who else, inshallah? Make intention to get a full jamaat. Usually before we were sending our jamaat, big jamaat, this time. MashaAllah.
How many days? Next month.
Habibi. Alaykum
as-salam.
Brother Hassan, first time he's coming out in Jamaat. His first time, mashallah.
40 days.
Allah Akbar, inshallah. What about you? Your 3 days should be ready, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan, barakallahu feekum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sitting, alhamdulillah, in your sacrifice. We make a little dua, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, make it easy for all of us. The Jamaat will be here till tomorrow, and brothers who have written their names, inshallah, we'll get together and try to prepare at least 40 days, in 3 days, Jamaat for this month. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala sallam Muhammadin nabi rumi wa alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam taslima. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واسرافنا في امرنا وثبت اقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسينا او اخطانا ربنا لا تحمل علينا اسرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقه لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا انت مولانا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وانت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم انا نسالك الجنه ما قرب اليه من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار ما قرب اليه من قول وعمل يا رب العالمين ربنا تقبل مني انك انت السميع العليم تب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان الله بحمدك سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم ان شاء الله give salam to the local brothers and we thank them for their assistance.